entirely true. I just didn't think it with the proper inflection is what it boils down to. And the other Easter decoration was the inflatable bunny rabbit. Now, this was not the inflatable yard ornaments that we have today. You know, now you can go down to your local hardware store and you have these huge inflatable yard ornaments. They're 12 feet tall. You got Homer Simpson coming down your chimney at Christmas, or Scooby and the gang coming out of a jack-o'-lantern at Halloween. They don't say redneck anywhere on them, but I think we know, you know? And then they blow themselves up, they inflate themselves, because this generation is just so lazy. But they have their own fans, and they have light sensors, so when the sun goes down, click, your fan blows up, you know, and here's this thing out there dancing in your yard, it's got all these colored lights in it. And then when the sun comes up in the morning, click, the fan turns off, it lays down. So I'm driving around town a week before Christmas. I got my two small children in the car. We drive by somebody's house. Here's this 12-foot Santa Claus laid across the yard. Looks like he got hit by a steamroller. And my kids are in the back seat going, "Santa's dead! Santa's dead!" You know, and I'm a good parent. I don't want them to think that. They have a lot invested in this. They spent the last week trying to convince me they've been good for the past 50 weeks. I don't want them. So I said to my children, I said, "Santa's not dead. I said, Santa will come back to life when the sun goes down." And then there was silence in the back seat. And I knew my children were back there thinking. And let's be honest for a moment, adults. I know we tell children, young people all the time, why don't you think? Why don't you use the brain that God gave you? But admit it, it's the last thing we want. Because if they're thinking, then they're going to ask us questions. And we're going to have to make up answers to those questions, and that takes a lot of work. So young people, again, you three right out there, you're just about the age. If you really want to scare your adults, do not participate in self-destructive behavior. Don't do drugs. Don't drink. If you really want to freak your adults out, every now and again, just go like this. It'll scare them to death. But anyway, after this moment of silence in the back seat, my son says to me, he says, "Is Santa a vampire?" And I'm a good parent. So I said, "Yes." I said, "Santa is a vampire." And nothing works better on Christmas Eve. You try this with your own kids, the ones that aren't here. You put them in bed at night, you know, Christmas Eve, you give them a little kiss, you say a little prayer, you take a clove of garlic and just make a circle around their bed and say, "Don't get out of bed. Santa is coming." All right? Now, they're not going to go to sleep, but they're not getting out of bed either. You got a night off. You can go do what you want. But this was not that sort of yard ornament. This was the yard ornament of the 80s. These bunnies were about this tall. They were made from vinyl or plastic. You had to pull the little valve out in the back and, you know, blow them up and seal the valve and then put them in your yard. And they had a head and big ears and arms out like this with an Easter basket in one hand and a carrot in the other. They had a big torso and huge feet. They were pastel, you know, and you just put them there in your yard. But they didn't come with any sort of staking system. So if you didn't tie them down, if it was a breezy night, whichever neighbor had the first fence, you know, there'd be four dozen Easter bunnies blowing up against the fence. There'd be this beautiful Easter bunny dune, you know, down the street. So what people would do to combat this is they'd take the bunny, take a piece of binder's twine, and tie him to a tree or something. But people failed to take the physics of this whole series of events into account. Now, this may come as a shock, but I am not a physicist. However, I will attempt to explain this in the best way that I understand it. If you take a bunny in your house and blow it up, and let's just be clear, I'm talking about inflating a plastic rabbit, okay? If you're going to blow up an actual bunny, you should do that outside to begin with. But if you take a bunny in your house, pull out that little valve, and seal that baby shut. Okay, what's causing it to be inflated is that the air that you have blown into it, those air molecules are bouncing around on the interior surface of the bunny, pushing those surfaces out. And those molecules are moving at a speed related to the ambient temperature. So let's say it's 70 degrees in your house because it was the mid-80s and, you know, we didn't care. If Jimmy Carter had come on TV and said, "Turn down your thermostat and put a sweater on, or you're going to have these screwy little light bulbs that aren't as bright and take a lot longer to light up,"